Well, there aren't many young artists who find their calling in quilts, but Newton artist Michael Thorpe makes large-scale portraits using quilting techniques he learned from his mother. WBUR's Amelia Mason visited Thorpe at his home as he prepared for his first exhibition.
Michael Thorpe crouches in his mother's living room with a mallet, hammering together the corners of a massive wooden frame. It'll hold one of his biggest quilts, a portrait of his girlfriend, in front of a row of apartment buildings drawn in lacy lines of thread. Thorpe pauses, unsure if the frame is perfectly square. He summons his mother, Susan Richards, from upstairs.
It's a little bit off, so you need to take your mallet and just a little bit. So this is absolutely flush.
Okay. In this house, Richards is the crafting expert. Not that her son always takes her advice.
You know, I'm a trial by error guy anyway, so.
I know you are. It's more like a fly by the seat of your pants guy.
That's not true at all.
The narrow apartment shared by mother and son is a museum to their shared obsession. One of Richards' quilts hangs in the living room, a kaleidoscopic whirl of earth-tone triangles sewn with meticulous care. In the dining room, Thorpe's brash creations adorn the walls. Pictures of these quilts regularly rack up hundreds of likes on the 26-year-old's Instagram account, and it's easy to see why. His large-scale portraits are as much like paintings as quilts, soft cubist collages in sunny colors. Thorpe's giant sewing machine, a gift from his mother, takes up most of the room. Its automated sewing arm allows him to work at a breakneck pace. He estimates he's made about 75 pieces since he started quilting only a year and a half ago. Thorpe, who started out as a photographer, says he turned to quilting partly as a way to distinguish himself from his peers.
I looked around, and there was not a lot of brothers like me in the quilting world. And not even to mention when I was with my friends, like my contemporaries, nobody was doing it. And that was what like just set me apart.
Thorpe is biracial. His mother's white and his father is black. So he looked to other black artists as models, which led him to Jean-Michel Basquiat. You can see the artist's influence in Thorpe's early quilts, which are appealingly cartoonish.
But the funny thing about that was it was a struggle for me to make those pieces. Like, I realize I'm a very practical artist. Everything has to make sense. And, like, those works, I was like, what am I doing?
Once he started doing portraits, something clicked. His quilts got bigger and more inventive. He found inspiration in Romare Bearden's experimental collages and Jacob Lawrence's abstracted depictions of black life. Thorpe says his own work can't help but be shaped by his own biracial identity, in part because so many of the family and friends depicted in his portraits are black.
It's something that I subconsciously think about all the time, and I think about when you like walk into museums and you see the vast disparity of white people in paintings or in works compared to like black people.
Standing in his dining room studio, Thorpe flipped through a book about the quilt makers of G's Bend, a community of African-American women quilters in Alabama.
So, yeah, this stuff is like the bee's knees.
The patterns are bright and asymmetrical, a style that flew in the face of convention but earned accolades in the contemporary art world. Thorpe says discovering this work helped contextualize his own. Though he owes much to his mother and New England's predominantly white quilting community, G's Bend gave him an African-American lineage to connect with.
Like anybody, when you start into art, you're like, well, I built off what Pablo Picasso did. I built off what so-and-so did. And then like now I'm looking at it, I'm like, I built off what the G's Bend did because they broke every rule, not knowing it, but they just was doing their own thing, being like, we're going to make these quilts. And they became these amazing works of art. And I think I'm just like the next iteration of that.
Thorpe recently finished a self-portrait. His image is filled in with different colored threads, like pencil lines, in a style of his own invention. It sits against a lopsided geometric backdrop, a riot of red and black and orange. The design is based on the quilts of G's Bend, and it was made by his mother. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.